RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We will come to a resolution on Hugh's clues. Otherwise, we're not allowed to leave. That's the way this works. So your fourth clue coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also check in on our polls. Should the Eagles play or rest on Sunday with the two seeds still out there, though probably unlikely. And that's the thing that still gets me about all this debate is the Bears still have to lose. And I don't think they're going to lose that football game. Let's get Elliot Shore Parks' take on all this. And look forward to a postseason. I believe there's a fresh batch of NFC power rankings out there, courtesy of our guy Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing today?
We're good. It feels like we do this every year down the stretch of a season where we have a debate about sitting or playing, and every year it's a little bit different. Elliot, I think this year it feels the most challenging because there is a clear advantage. We start talking about this on the pregame show on Sunday, and it's kind of broken this way. It's clearly an advantage to be the two over the three. You get a second home game. The Packers are probably the worst NFC playoff team right now because of their injuries and all that. So I get it. I just, as I weighed all the risks versus the reward, I would sit. Elliot, what's your perspective on it? And before we get to what you think they will do, if you were Nick Sirianni, how would you handle it?
If I was Nick Sirianni, I would play to win the football game. I think getting the number two seed is a big advantage. I think getting the Packers as their first playoff game is a big advantage. And really what it comes down to for me is it's not so much about the first round. I want to avoid going to Chicago if I'm Nick Sirianni. I think at Chicago pokes at a lot of weaknesses in this team, with the two biggest weaknesses being, one, their communication pre-snap has been an issue all year. And I think playing in Chicago is the toughest environment they would go into in the postseason. I think tougher than Seattle. I think Chicago, like, they haven't had a playoff game at home in a long time. They're, you know, like, great fans, like good football city. I think it'd be hard to go win there. So first, the communication will be hard. But second, this offense can't operate in the cold. Like, we could say whether that's, like, it should be the case, shouldn't be the case, whatever. I just know every time I've gone into a game this year with cold, the offense has been terrible. Green Bay, Detroit, and Buffalo, right? So there's just not been many games this year where they've been able to operate at a high level in the cold, and that would be Chicago, and it would be in theory the coldest game they would play in the playoffs. So I think we probably differ a little on how I would go about winning that game, but I think they should play to win the game on Sunday.
You now have me diving into the long range forecast for Chicago for the month of January just to see what we might get there a couple weeks from now. I get you on that. I think the last time Chicago had a home game, Elliot, if my memory serves, was Double Doink. So would owe the Eagles one.
And here's the other thing too, and I understand why the Bears are. I haven't seen the line. I'm sure they're favorites in the game, and I agree that, you know, it's probably unlikely they lose. But if you look at their season, first of all, the last time they played the Lions, granted it was back in week two, but they lost by 30 points, right? So, I mean, the Lions have a track record this year of beating the Bears. But also, you know, the thing that matters on Sunday is going to be, do they lose or is it close? Because if it's halftime and let's say it's 3-0 or 7-10 or, you know, whatever, right? Like, that's when you really start to think, okay, they might lose this game. And of the 16 games the Bears have played so far this year, 12 of them have been either a loss or a one-score game. So there is a real chance that on Sunday, like entering the fourth quarter, we're not going to know what the result of that game is. And if that's the case, you have to go out and try to get the two seed.
All right, let me throw this at you because I thought about this last night watching Monday Night Football. So the Falcons upset the Rams last night. So the way it works now is the Eagles can only play three teams, right? If they jump to the two, they'll play the Packers. If they are the three, they're going to play the 49ers or the Rams. And here's what we'll know. If the 49ers win the game Saturday night, They're the one seed. Seahawks are 5, and the Rams are locked in a 6 before they even wake up Sunday morning. So, Elliot, I'm just thinking about this from this perspective. If the 49ers win on Saturday night, Seahawks are 5, Rams are 6. I am going to call McVay's bluff. He said last night they're going to play. If he knows they're 6 and he can't move to 5, I don't think he's going to play his guys Sunday. So what I'm concerned at is Eagles play. They try. They win. But the Bears also win. So there's no bye, right? No rest for the Eagles. Meanwhile, the Rams sit all their good players, and they get a week of rest before the matchup that we can't avoid, Eagles-Rams a week from now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a risk. Like, absolutely. I mean, I would say the bigger risk is you play the starters and someone gets hurt.
Right.
Like, I get what you're saying about the
Well, that's part of it, right. Rest versus, yeah you're risking injury.
But for what it's worth, I get that, you know, we're talking about this in a very, like, either-or situation. Like, you either play the starters the full game or you don't. But in reality, I do think they can attack this game in the middle, right? Like, I think you can play some of the guys on defense. I think Tanner McKee would enter the game as a better quarterback than Josh Johnson, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Josh Johnson's played more, but I think every time we've seen Tanner, he's been really good. So I think they would have the better quarterback in the game. Tank Bigsby has been awesome this year. Like, I do think that you can play to win the game where you do it, though, with some guys resting, like Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Jalen Hurts, AJ, Devontae. Like, I think you could still realistically win the game. And I also think another thing that they could do is they could keep some of those guys active. So if in a world where you look up and let's say it really breaks the Eagles way and the Lions go up, you know, 21-0 or 21-7, and it looks like they're going to win the game and you need your starters to step in and get the 2 seed, I think they do it. Like, normally I would agree with you about the health thing. I just think the advantage of getting the matchup you want and the extra home game, like, I think you can find a way to win this game on Sunday while also trying to protect the players.
They probably could. I think they'd win with a lot of backups playing. So I'm with you on that. All right, Elliot, now that we've talked about what we would do, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, you've covered a lot of Eagles teams under Howie, and certainly now all of them here with Nick Sirianni as the coach. What's your guess on how they're going to play it?
Yeah, I guess the way I would put it is if I was Hugh Douglas, right, I would take $5 and bet on the starters not playing. I do not think they are going to play in this game. I feel pretty confident that they're not. And you look at how this team has handled these type of situations in the past. They one time played in the final game of the season with, you know, the reasoning was different. In 2023, it was we need to play better. We need to go out there. But they lost A.J. Brown. In every other instance, they have given their players rest. And I think if you listen to what Nick Sirianni said yesterday, he was basically giving you the answer to the question without actually saying it. When he talked about the 2 years they've gone to the Super Bowl, they have rested their players. When he talked about the advantage of creating your own bye, like, I think they know what they're going to do. And just every turn of the way, they have prioritized health. They do it in training camp. They do it in preseason. They do it, again, they did it last year. They did it in 2021. So I think that they will not play the starters on Sunday. Like, some will play because I think that's just how it goes. Like, you can't rest every single person. But I don't think Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, like Saquon, I don't think they'll be on the field.
You don't think they start the game?
I don't think they start the game.
How much you want to put on that?
He said 5. You want to do $5?
We're doing $5?
I mean, we go up to $6 if you want.
Oh, $6? They'll make it easy for yourself. $6.
Well, I heard you like pennies, so I'll get 600 pennies for you ready to go.
Yeah, I still got to get a mason jar and pay Kyle his pennies.
So I'm guessing it's going to be about $250 or so on Sunday afternoon. The inactives will come out while we're all on the set for the pregame show. You guys, I mean, if...
Had that cash in hand.
I mean, if A.J., Saquon, and Jalen are inactive, Elliot wins, you got to pay him right on the spot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll bring some money.
All right. I'm excited for this. All right, Elliot, let's get to your freshest batch here of NFC power rankings as we enter the final week of the season. What are you looking at right now for the top 5 teams in the NFC?
Yeah, I think the Eagles should be favored going into the playoffs to go to the Super Bowl. I think they are the best team in the NFC. We haven't talked about the game on Sunday, and I did leave feeling more discouraged about the offense than I have in a while. So I am with the people that don't feel great about that game. But they still went into Buffalo and beat the Bills in a tough environment against a good Bills team. The defense looks awesome. Like, I just don't think any team in the NFC has the resume that the Eagles have. So I think they deserve to be number one, and they are number one in my power rankings. You want me to go through the next 4?
Yeah, roll through them.
Oh, I got to remember what I put. But
I could do it. I'm looking at them. I'll do it. Okay. I'll roll through them, and then you give us your thought on why it is what it is. So you have Eagles 1, 49ers, big jump to number 2.
49ers 2, yeah.
Bears at 3, those two teams played in that great Sunday night game. Rams down to 4, and the Seahawks, who play for the one seed on Saturday, at 5.
Yeah, and I almost put the Lions at 5, to be completely honest.
Stop. Like, I mean,
Joe, I'm so disappointed in you in believing in the Seahawks.
Like, no. Hold on.
Last year.
Hold on. It's two things. The Seahawks are good. Are they? I think it's okay if you don't have them at 1. I'm not fighting on that. But the Lions have sucked for a month now.
All right, so let me ask you. If the Eagle, if your football team, right, we won't use Eagles specifically, but, like, would you rather play the Seahawks or the Lions in a playoff game?
The Lions are bad right now. They just
the
lost
Seahawks
to Max.
Have a quarterback that chokes at every step. They've beaten no good
teams. I'm talking
about
the history.
Really. They were lucky to beat the Rams. They had two turnovers.
Wait. You tell me I can't use the lucky thing when I do that when the Eagles win games like that. I mean, they beat the Rams.
Well, hold on. The difference with using lucky when the Eagles is they've done it for 5 years and won a Super Bowl. Sam Darnold's never won a playoff game. So I think it's a little different when we talk about the way.
Well, he played in one. I mean, he's played in one playoff game.
He was terrible.
Sure.
And when he played the Rams earlier this year, he had 4 interceptions, right? And he had 2. He has, what, 6 interceptions in the 2 games against the Rams
totally.
This year?
But there are 3 elements to football, right? That's why the Eagles are so good. Their offense sucks. I mean, the Seahawks defense is excellent, and they're probably the best special teams in football. I mean, there's a reason they are 13-3.
Well, I'm also disappointed in you again now, because as someone that I know is a quarterback guy and a head coach guy, I'm shocked that you would take the Seattle duo over Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. And if you want to talk about the Seahawks defense, they have played trash teams all year, right? If other defenses got to play the schedule the Seahawks played, their defense would also look awesome. But when they played the Rams, they got torched, right? So I am not in on the Seahawks. But regardless, the 49ers definitely have my attention, right? I think that was a really impressive win on Sunday night. Brock Purdy is playing at a really high level. I think they have great coaches. Like, Kyle Shanahan has not won the Super Bowl, and I still am hesitant about him, like, in a Super Bowl because of his track record. But he has gotten there.
Yeah.
And I think Robert Saleh as a DC is an awesome defensive coordinator. Now, the Niners have played – they've won 6 in a row. Like, only one of those games was against a quality team. But they're still hot going into the postseason. So I think they deserve that number 2 spot.
I'll tell you, Elliot, I don't know if you want to do it and post it, or we could just do it on the show next week. I think it would be interesting if we have a conversation of quarterback NFC power rankings heading into the postseason. Because –
Well, I think it would probably look mostly the same.
Well, maybe. If we based it on this year, it would not. Brock Purdy might be 1 right now. I mean, Brock Purdy's playing ridiculous football.
Yeah, okay. So I would agree that if you based it on right now, I would agree with you. But if you based it on, like, the resume and the player.
Yeah, it'd be Stafford and Hurts. Yeah, I mean, that'd be the top.
Well, I think it would be, it would be Hurts and Stafford. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they'd be the top. My point is they're all good, and I don't know right now who's the best. I mean, Brock Purdy's playing really good football as we enter the postseason. All right, Elliot, before we say goodbye, how do you think this plays out? I mean, if you had a guess, next, we know this weekend we'll be at the pregame show. We'll be getting ready for a Commanders game. They're probably going to sit. I'm with you. What do you think? Where do you think who are we playing next weekend, and what's the seeding?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think the Eagles are going to be the 2 seed. I think the Lions beating the Bears would be very on brand for Dan Campbell. We have seen him in this exact situation 2 years ago. His team played extremely hard, and they ruined seeding. I think it was for the Packers.
It was,
if I'm not mistaken. And I think the Eagles will beat Washington. Like, I'll see if I have to give 600 pennies to Hugh or not. But I think, like, one way or another, I'd be pretty surprised if they lost that game, whether it's Tanner the full game or whatever it is. And, you know, Chicago, like, as good as they are and they're playing well and everything, it's an interesting spot for them. Like, they are not a team that's played in a lot of high-pressure situations, not that this is a must-win game. But I'm curious to see how they respond to a game that, you know, like, it has expectations on it. And they play a lot of close games. So I think, you know, they could potentially – it could flip the wrong way for them. So if I had to guess, I think the Eagles are probably going to be the 2 seed playing the Packers.
All right. Well, I hope you're right, because that would be the best path for another long postseason run. Elliot, appreciate it as always. We will talk to you and see you on Sunday, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Sounds good. Yep. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, who thinks it's going to break the Eagles' way on Sunday.
That'd be awesome.
He really doesn't have much respect for the Seahawks.
Not at all.
I don't know if there's been a team this good in terms of the regular season that so many people are like, I mean, if they win Saturday, they're 14-3 in the one seed.
Yeah, and people feel like the quarterback is going to be the reason why they lose. They feel like he's had too many opportunities in the playoffs.
Well, he's only had one. He's had one game.
But when you talk about him and you talk about his playoff failures, that's what people talk about. And they talk about it like he's had it. They, no disrespect, but they talk about it like Lamar. When Lamar
Lamar's got a track record of coming up short in big games.
No disrespect, but Lamar comes up in certain games, and you know, it's up in the air now whether or not he's going to play this weekend because he got Tidy back.
I think with Darnold, though, everyone expected it to happen. So then when it did, everyone was feeling good about being right. They're like, see, there it is.
That's what it is. He's only been in it once, but it's like that's the theme. Oh, he chokes in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like he's had a bunch of times in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here saying I think Seattle's going to go win the Super Bowl. I can't dismiss a team
playing well.
Yeah, I mean, they're 13-3, and their defense is really good. So, I mean, they're not that different than the Eagles, really, this year. When you think about the way they play, right? The quarterback is not great, but he's good. And their defense is great, and that's how they win games. I mean, it's kind of funny that we would dismiss a team like that when that's the way the Eagles play. And their defense and
that's
their special.
How we roll.
Yeah, their defense has been, and specialty has been really good. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we have, I mean, in theory, about 45 minutes to go before our final show ends of 2025. Mm-hmm. But we're not allowed to leave contractually until Hugh's Clues ends. So why don't you please give everyone a fourth clue? Because this one,
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. Terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Often do has gone too far.
All right, then this last clue should give it away. Mm-hmm. I just want to say I've really enjoyed the fact that I've stumped everybody today. I mean, this is the way that you should end this year.
This is my fault. Shouldn't let this happen.
But here's the last clue. Mm. Just because they make these in your size, don't mean you should buy.
Okay, so we've unpacked that it is clearly a piece of clothing. Yeah. And say that last one again, just because they make them in your size.
Just because they make them in your size. Don't mean you should buy them.
Okay, there's your final clue today for Hugh's Clues. Came around in the 90s, become more popular lately. What was that third clue again?
Third clue, if you wear these, you wear this item too much, it could give you a false sense of security.
All right, there it is. You got all four. Bob is up on WIP. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. So I enjoyed the show today. And listen, I was teetering, going back and forth. What should we do on Sunday? And after hearing Elliot, and I'm now, let's stress them, and I'll tell you why. Even though I believe that in whatever sport you're in, that it's nice to have like a routine you're comfortable with, a routine you know, I think if you don't play the starters, I think come that first playoff game, they will be so hungry and so ready to get at it that they'll come out firing on all cylinders. So that's where I stand. Mm-hmm. Do not play the starters.
Yeah, I like the idea of them being rested and revved up and ready to go. Especially Bob, if they, let's say they end up playing the Niners, right? Which they could, right? The Niners lose to the Seahawks and the Rams win. It would be the Niners. The Niners have played full out, no rest this weekend because they're trying for the one. They lose, they're not rested. We're rested. I think that's an advantage.
Yeah, I mean, and whatever the case may be, we still get the feed on that first round, you know, playoff game. I think we'd make a statement then, and then let the chips fall as they may.
And they could, fall the Eagles' way. Bob, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
You know what? Before he gave that last clue, I felt pretty good. I had it up to then, but I'll go ahead and say crop tops.
Crop tops. All right, so I think Bob is getting, not it, but Bob is getting us there. By the way, we got some breaking NFL news here, Hugh.
What we got?
I mean, at first I saw this. I was like, ah, this can't be real. It is. According to Adam Schefter, the Dallas Cowboys have released cornerback Trayvon Diggs.
They've been having issues with him all season long.
He goes through the waiver process, and if unclaimed, he will be a free agent.
That sounds like Jerry being a little knee-jerky.
Okay, so the next question is, if he gets through waivers, or, I mean, the Eagles would be towards the back of waivers, right?
I would claim him. Yeah.
I mean, now I believe if he goes claimed, you might have to get his contract, which is a pretty hefty one.
Well, if he clears waivers. If he clears waivers, yeah. It's something totally different.
Okay, so, but I'd have some interest. He was at one point. A really good player. Those days maybe behind him. He was an All-Pro in 2021. He was a Pro Bowler in both 21 and 22. He's obviously fallen off since then to the point where he got released in the middle of Week 18. Here's my question, Hugh. Why? It's Week 18. Wait till the offseason.
They made him mad. That's why I say this feels like a knee-jerk reaction.
So he hasn't played most of the season. Yeah. I don't think he played Thursday. I don't know. I know he did play Thursday. All right, so he missed a good chunk of the season, and there was that rumor about how he got a concussion.
Oh, did Micah Parsons commented, even though he's not there anymore?
Yeah, yeah, it was about, like, he was trying to install a TV, and the TV fell on his head. But then I've seen other Cowboys fans speculating it was something else. So it seems like it's been real kind of murky down there with Trayvon Diggs.
Am I correct? Is he Stephon's brother?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a tough week for the Diggs family. That's not a great week for the Diggses. They've had better weeks.
They wilding. you can only say they wilding.
Oh, man.
They wilding.
All right. I'm intrigued. I mean, the Cowboys gave him in 2024 a 5-year, $97 million contract. So, again, I recognize he's clearly not the player he was. He might be fully on the decline. Maybe he stinks at this point. But the Eagles, they did bring in Jaire Alexander, right? They've thrown a lot of stuff at the wall to try to just add to the cornerback room. Mm-hmm. If he clears waivers,
give him a shot. See what he's talking
there
about.
Was the rumor about Slay. I mean, Slay didn't play well in Pittsburgh this year. And then, you know, if it wasn't for the Bills claiming him, maybe he'd be here. So obviously the Eagles have had interest in bringing another corner in. We'll keep an eye on this one. But Stephon Diggs released by the Dallas Cowboys, according to Adam Schefter. Kyle is up on WIP. Hey, Kyle.
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Hey, Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, well, that's crazy. I'm wondering the timing of all that with Trayvon and Stephon. I'm not going to speculate as Hugh would say, but I wonder if they got into a brotherly fight or something like that.
Recklessly speculate.
Oh, that's a good.
Are you talking about with the concussion? But that, I guess, the timing.
Timing's a little bit different. Yeah. But I mean, maybe.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But that would be a wild story if two NFL brothers fought each other. One's in trouble and one's released. That would be something else.
But my point with today is, I think I'm hesitant on playing the starters. More so, honestly, you know, I don't take him seriously at all with his backwards hat at 60 years old. But Dan Quinn, when he was, you know, all upset for us going for two, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. In my opinion, the way that guy is, they have nothing to play for. I'm sure he's telling them to play, you know, to leave it all out on the field. And in my opinion, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put the starters in that position. But here's one for you. There's been only three seeds that have ever won a Super Bowl. 11 two seeds have won a Super Bowl. They used about 15 one seeds and 6 4 seeds. So I know that's a lot of numbers, but, you know, Joe, I know you're a big numbers guy. History seems to tell itself. That's how I like to go off history, in my opinion, even though it's the past.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, look, if you're a three seed, you're going against the grain of 50 years of Super Bowls and three champions.
It's
11 out of 50 chance or a 3 out of 50 chance?
So,
what do you want to do?
Kyle, it's a really good thing to throw in. I will say, I feel like it might be a little different considering now we have the 7 seeds, right? We have 7
teams.
Yeah,
but wouldn't that make it harder?
So in theory, but like in the past, right? Like when there were 6 playoff teams in each conference, the 2 seed had a bye. So the 3 seed would have to win their game and then go play a team coming off a bye on the road, right? That's the way the bracket was set up. 3 goes to 2.
Correct.
So that's not like you still have to go to 2. I get it. It makes it harder, but they're, at least they're not coming off a bye. You know what I mean? It's not like the Bears would be coming off a bye and the Eagles wouldn't. So it's interesting, Kyle. I'm glad you brought it up. It's definitely something to think about. I do think as time goes on, we'll see more threes than we used to just because of the format. But Kyle, give us a guess for Hughes Clues. We're trying to get a winner here.
My guess is overall.
It's pretty
it's
good.
Not a bad guess.
It's not. I mean, we brought back
overall,
the Phillies overalls.
Comeback, though,
yeah,
yeah,
it's overall, not it, though. Should you give away maybe
somebody got it. They just
yeah.
They
I just wondering maybe how people like who would wear this clothing. Like I wouldn't wear this.
No,
you wouldn't wear this.
We're not. There's. It's not so much a fan of men don't really wear these.
There you go. I mean, I think maybe we can move people in that direction. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We will get to you people coming up and everyone's phone calls here. Plus, I need a winner. Again, we're not allowed to leave till someone gets this. What the heck is Hugh Douglas talking about? And we'll check in with you people on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Somebody got it right.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Silly Dan, ain't it? Yeah.
What do you think of Luke's music selection today?
Not bad.
Yeah. I think it's pretty good. I've enjoyed it. We will get to you people coming up. Luke will tell us in his Luke voice what everyone said, and then I'm sure the nicest and kindest thing, especially towards Hugh Douglas today, on our YouTube chat. We'll get to that. Well, they might be mad at me today because I want to rest the starters and I want to go.
They're going to be mad about Hugh's clues. I can just
they'll be all right.
I know that as soon as I hear the first clue, I could tell it's going to be a long day for Hugh Douglas. We'll get to you people coming up in a little bit. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Carl in
Carl.
King of Prussia. What's up, Carl?
Hey guys, first thing, playoffs 5 years in a row. I don't think I've remembered my wife's birthday 5 years in a row. So that's amazing.
It is. I mean, Carl, and especially when you look this year, it's a year of a lot of turnover in the NFL, right? The teams that are usually really good, not so much this year, and the teams that haven't been good are good, but there are the Eagles. They're the consistent
one. Nobody cares me. And as far as the 2 versus the 3, I look at it not from a rest perspective, but that could be the difference between having to get on a plane and fly across the country and play a game, which takes a day and a half away from practice. So that's why I say they got to play.
Well, it does. It's a fair point, Carl, and it's one that it could be also a short week. You know, we don't know the schedule for the second weekend of the NFL playoffs, but if we just play it out and Carl, good phone call. I mean, let's say it's Eagles Bears second round, and the game's in Chicago on a Saturday. I mean, to Carl's point, it's one day less of prep. The Eagles have a shorter week, and they're on the road. I don't know. I mean, are you worried about going to Chicago for a second-round game?
No, I'm not.
Elliot seemed to be worried about that potential
spot. Well, I know
spot.
What he's talking about with
the cold,
the fact that our offense has been inept, you know, in loud places.
Yeah.
And the physicality. But that's the hand that you – like, at that point, it's the hand you dealt. My biggest concern is how are we going to get to 21 points? Like that, if I worried about anything, playing against Chicago, you know they're going to try to bully you, play bully ball,
yeah.
Physically beat you.
They're going to try to run the ball.
I just need to figure out how to get 21
I mean,
points.
We already lost them this season.
Yeah.
We lost them here. You know, it's funny. I remember when we played the Bears in November, right? It was the Black Friday game.
Mm-hmm.
I think we said stuff that week like, you know, they're going to be a problem in the next coming years. They're a problem now. I mean, we're fighting them for the 2 seed. It's amazing how fast things change in the NFL. I mean, we were kind of saying, you know, sooner than later, the Bears are going to be a thorn in our side. Well,
yeah, and they're a thorn like right now.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to go there in the second round of the playoffs in just a couple weeks here. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, man.
Self.
Happy New Year to y'all, man.
Happy New Year, Self. What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm sitting up, man. I'm sitting up.
See, Self gets it.
It's not worth it because, one, no guarantee Chicago going to lose. You know what I'm saying? Two, they need to sit down and watch somebody else play. Maybe that'll encourage some of them and light a fire into some of them because they know they can either be replaced, traded, let go, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
I hadn't even thought of that, Hugh. Like, what about the offense sits and the backups go in there and they drop 40 on the Commanders, Hugh?
That might happen too. But I think the starters need to play because that's who's going to play in the playoffs. But I get Self's point.
Yeah, see, but that's the whole thing with me. Like, normally, Hugh, I'll be with you. But I can't see none of the starters getting hurt and risking them for the playoffs. and then even the Super Bowl if we get that far.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like Joe said, I'm with you on that, Joe. The risk ain't worth the reward.
Yeah, and that's what these decisions always are, right? We all want the reward, but it's got to line up. Self, what do you got for us? You got a guess for Hughes Clues? We've been waiting all day for an answer here.
I'm going to go with spandex tights or leggings, tech suit Jones.
Hugh?
That's about right.
That's it.
Yes, that's it.
I mean, that's it. Self, you got it. Yes. Originally, Hugh said yoga pants, yeah. But I think you just described yoga pants.
Yeah, you basically
pretty
that's
well.
What it, basically what it is.
Self,
yeah.
Good job, man. Happy New Year. All right, so Self hit it. Yoga pants.
Yeah, so
you took us on a 3-hour journey to land on yoga pants.
Because let me tell you
what
how
are
you I
doing?
Got
there.
What are you so, doing? So I'm at the store this morning, right? So I'm ear hustling a little bit. So this lady,
Detective Douglas, over here.
She was talking to a friend of hers, and you know they were both kind of they were pretty thick.
Oh no,
you know, they were pretty thick.
Oh no,
and she was telling her friend, yeah, girl, just go get you some yoga pants and just call it a day because you'll look fine in them. And I was like, it's a whole lot of ass to be putting in the yoga pants, dog. Like that's a lot.
Did you say this to them?
I was thinking it in my head, yeah. But I'm like okay, I get it because they're easy to wear. I mean, I like to go easy too.
Yeah.
But you know, when you talk about when how Self described it, those spandex and leggings, sometimes folks being them leggings and them things be stretched to capacity.
No.
Like you know what I mean? And like they be so stretched, you can see people's draws.
Yeah,
like,
we don't want that. That's
you know
not,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm saying, dog. Just because they make it in your size, like you don't need to be getting them. You know what I mean? That's it. And I was just like, nah, sis, that might not be I was thinking, I ain't say it, because that's not my place. It's not my place
It's only your place to broadcast it to thousands and thousands of people. Not in person,
like,
no.
Like, we've all, like, you've been out, right, and you've seen somebody in yoga pants, and you'd be like, baby girl, what you doing? Like, that is way too much ass to be putting in them yoga pants and wearing it like that. Like, what you doing? You know what I mean? And listen, guys... Guys have the same. I don't know what to be called, but guys do some of the same things.
I guess,
like them super tight ass pants they wear.
Yeah,
and with the high waters and stuff.
Mm.
But the yoga, like the yoga pants, man, stop! Come on, everybody can, you know? Nah, it's not.
I gotta say, now it took us a while to get here, and maybe it wasn't the best topic to use for Hughes Clues. I think your clues, now that we landed on the answer, were pretty good.
Yeah, because it started in the 90s.
Yeah,
and they got popular, and you know when they really got popular, I should have said this. During the COVID.
I think that was it because people stopped going out as much.
Yeah, and they gave you, when we were in COVID, we didn't have nothing to do. So you're wearing yoga pants. You're not getting dressed.
But now it's we're out of COVID.
And they gave you a false sense of security because you wore them yoga pants and everything was cool.
But was it really?
Until you had to go back to work and you're like, damn, I don't fit them slacks anymore. Them, you know what I mean? Everybody kind of went through that. They were like, damn, them yoga pants, they lied to you. They lied to you because they made you feel like, you know, everything was cool.
You've been sitting on this one for a while.
Yeah, but then they weren't. They weren't cool.
Didn't want to get any new jeans.
No, you couldn't.
Keeping
you had to get new jeans, though. Mm. It was either new jeans or you just rocked the yoga pants. And people got comfortable with the yoga pants. And they just said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and just throw these yoga pants on with a shirt, throw some boots on, and call it a day.
And they thought they were fine until Hugh Douglas got on his pulpit and said, no more.
Yeah, just because they make them your side, dog. No.
All right, good job, Self. All right, let's go back and talk to Nate in the Northeast. Hey, Nate. Nate.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Nate?
How's everyone doing? How's everyone going?
What's going on?
Oh, we're good, Nate. He was just giving lectures on yoga pants. It's all good.
Yeah, don't have me laughing. No, I just wanted to talk about the starting the starters. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it'd be best just to sit them. I got to agree with Joe. I think our backups could still beat their starters. But I wouldn't be opposed to maybe like letting them go in for the first quarter, get a little lead for backups.
Yeah, and they could do that, Nate. I mean, it hasn't been a big part of the discussion, you know, because we're kind of on the idea of should they do it or not. But the middle ground is what you're going at. And they could. I mean, there is a chance that they put the starters out there, at least some of them. They try to go up, you know, 10 or whatever in the first quarter. And they could also, Nate, with that, look at the scoreboard. And if the Bears are up 10 or down 10, it could inform what they do after that, right? Like if the Lions are winning, it's like, all right, let's go for this. We got a real chance. And if the Bears get up 17-0, it's like, all right, it's probably not worth it. We're the 3 seed anyway. Let's get them off the field.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to Luke. I mean, obviously they'll have like coaches or other personnel looking for at the Chicago and Lions game, and basically it off that.
Yeah, and I think the NFL's done a good job. And Nate, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Hugh, the NFL's changed what they did. I don't know when they started this, but it wasn't that long ago, where they basically made every Week 18 game a to-be-determined, and then they grouped the games together that matter. So then, like, you know, in the past, it might have just been the Lions were scheduled for 1 o'clock against mm-hmm. the Bears. The Eagles were scheduled for 4:25, and it would kind of throw it off because – but you just would do whatever, like, if the Bears...
Well, because of the playoff, you're hoping at yes. this point that you have playoff implications.
They make it harder on the teams because you don't know, right? They yeah. put all the games that matter at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, and shout out for the schedule makers for doing that, man, because...
It's a better product that
yes,
way.
It is, because now, like, for Eagles fans, that Chicago... Detroit game is intriguing.
It actually feels more interesting than the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Like, I think we all think the Eagles are going to beat the Commanders,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, nobody thinks not. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, at 5:30 or 6 o'clock on Sunday, I have a closer eye on Bears-Lions.
You are, because you want to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, I expect the Eagles to be up 17-3.
Even with all that bravado.
Yeah. Oh, Dan Quinn? Did you call him a fake tough guy?
Fake tough guy, man. Come on, man. You got your hat to the back, and you walk right past Nick Sirianni. And you shake his hand, and you go back to the locker room. And then when you get in front of the media, then you say, I can't wait to see him in 2 weeks. You just saw him. He's in the other locker room, like right there.
You walked right past him.
You shook his hand, and you told him good luck next week.
Do you think
But
Dan,
now you're mad. But that's why, you know, Ross was trying to be nice.
Well, he's got to broadcast his game on Sunday.
But Ross is like, he's curious. He said, I'm, you know, in Ross's way, I'm kind of curious. Why were you so upset? Like, that's the question right there. Why were you so upset?
It did seem like a huge overreaction.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't really, like, if you really felt that way, you would have said something to Coach Quinn, Coach Sirianni on the field.
And I'm sure Nick would not have been able to, you know, contain his emotion.
You know, Nick would be like, man, he'd probably be like, what you mean? Better get the hell out of my face.
I don't know, though. Do you think that's a war Sirianni wants to start? Quinn's a big dude.
Man, listen, as much trash as Coach Sirianni talked, man, you got it. You got to back that up.
Yeah.
If he steps
against Dan Quinn.
Yeah. You see, Cohen, was it Coach Cohen, Liam Cohen?
Yeah.
He was talking stuff to Salah.
Going to Salah, yeah.
But Salah would break him in half.
But he still, you got to talk that talk though, Joe. You got to talk. Listen, if you out there talking trash, man, you got to be ready for what comes next.
Yeah. You do.
You have to. It's mandatory.
Just like you better be ready to talk what's next when all the women in yoga pants are waiting outside the studio today when we leave.
They'll be all right. And listen, you know whether or not you should have those yoga pants on. I mean, that's. I'm just saying. I'm just speaking my truth.
Yeah, well, that's the problem around here is when you speak your truth. Will in Marlton's up. What's up, Will?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Will. What's up?
Not much. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence with all this. Part of me, you know, my heart's saying play for the two. But I'm also looking at, you know, how gassed that defense looked at the end of that game with the Bills. And I'm just thinking all those guys could use a break, you know, at least some of them. So, you know, if we are going to have to, you know, end up going into Chicago, you know, a tough home stadium, cold weather, I'd rather them be as rested as they possibly can. So I think I'm leaning sit the starters.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think when this conversation comes up each year, in our heads, we're thinking like Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, the old linemen, right? Like the guys that make the most money, the stars of the team, all that. But, Will, the guys I need healthy specifically to win right now with this team in the playoffs, like I need Quinion healthy, I need Cooper healthy, I need Jalen Carter healthy, I need Zach Bond healthy. Like those are the best players on the team this season. So
right.
I'm thinking about, you're right. They've played a lot of football. They've been the best defense in the league since the bye. To me, like what do we have to do to get them ready to play three big playoff games to get back to the Super Bowl? And I think the rest would be the best option.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you look at Jalen Phillips. He looked a little slow getting up a few times. Mm-hmm. I think he had a minor injury. So, you know, if they can get an extra week of rest in guys like him, you know, I mean, he's been phenomenal since we picked him up. So I'm thinking, you know.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get some air back in their lungs, get some, pep back in their step and let them go in healthy as can be.
I'm with you, Will, man. Have a good day, and we appreciate the phone call. All right, before we wrap up with the phone calls, let's check in and see what you people are up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so early on in the show, like first or second segment, we had a Packers fan in the YouTube chat.
How did he get in there?
He was just spamming cheese emojis.
Oh, that's how you knew? Something was off?
He had a Packers profile picture and just kept, he wouldn't answer anyone's comments. It would just be the cheese emoji.
That's okay. Ultimate troll right there. That's crazy.
Honestly, it was a good job by him, but weird that it was just the cheese emojis and nothing else. We had an early guess for Hughes Clues. Mm-hmm. This guy said, since the 90s, the Cowboys Super Bowl draft.
Ooh.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah, that would have been a fun one. Yeah, we might have to hold that one for another day.
I thought like most of the guesses were actually pretty good.
Yeah,
even with the first question, I thought they were pretty solid.
I agree. I think once people realized like late 90s, it kind of brought us a little trip down memory lane. I liked them.
I get a lot of comparisons to what I sound like. This is a new one. Where is Kyle at? This guy sounds like Kyle's mustache.
Kyle's mustache has its own voice now. Yeah.
That was something.
I did notice in the YouTube chat, because I guess earlier when you were giving your take, the camera wasn't on you. It was just they just heard you. Mm. I think it almost makes it better when they hear your voice but they can't see you.
The sounds Luke.
Yeah. You just imagine what. Yeah. Actually see me and it's disappointing.
You're just a regular guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The next one is, I would love to see Saquon turn up, blocking or no blocking. Think we all would if he could do it without any blocking. I don't really know how that would work. I just thought the no blocking part of that was confusing to me.
Yeah.
How do you expect him to do anything with no blocking?
That's been part of the problem this year. He hasn't had much blocking. Hasn't looked the same. Yeah.
It's a little tough.
I have to think it's a package deal, right? Like, if the O-line plays, perhaps Jalen and Saquon play. If the O-line's not playing, Jalen and Saquon are not playing.
Right.
Like, that we can't do that.
It would be crazy if Saquon was playing without the starting O-line.
And all the backups.
Unless he went for 150 yards. Yeah. Then that'd be something. This next one, Hughes Clues, something that started in the late 90s. What is it, Joe's bald spot?
is cold-blooded. That is cold.
That is like 12 in the late 90s.
Yeah, that is mean.
I was a kid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, if you want to say late 2000s, like 2010s, all right, that was probably when it probably started.
Yeah,
but 1990s, crazy. Guys, I was in middle school. Relax.
That one was mean. Yeah. A new nickname from a 49ers fan for Kevin Petullo, not MV Petullo's fault. Hurts sucks.
MV Petullo. Did you know we have Petullo backers out there like that?
Not like that. Mm. That's strong.
Dude, I was ready for you to say it's Petullo's burner.
This is burner account?
Yeah.
Very well could be.
I can't wait till you write that tell-all book telling on everybody.
What's he going to say?
He's going to talk about everything that he went through this year.
I mean, it wasn't that bad of a year, everything he went through.
He went through a lot.
I mean, he had you basically saying that Jalen Hurts took the play call over week three.
Give me these play calls, little fella. I got this. Give me a slap me across the lips. Yeah. He's telling everybody.
This next one says, sick of choir boys, bring in Trayvon Diggs here. He'll immediately be better than Dory Jackson. I don't think the defense has choir boys on the other side when you have Jalen Carter and Cooper DeJean is always
set
talking.
The trend and went to the Pro Bowl for spitting on somebody.
Jalen Carter's the opposite of a choir boy.
Yeah, he spit on people.
So I'm I'm going to say something that I wouldn't have said 8 weeks ago. I'm not sure Trayvon Diggs right now is better than Adoree Jackson. Adoree's bounced back, Hugh. I mean, he has
his moments, but yeah, he's been playing pretty decent.
Yeah, like he's the weak link of the corners.
Like when you talk about the corners, yeah, but, he ain't
But he's playing with two really good corners, right?
And they help keep him clean for the most part.
I just think since the bye, he has been serviceable. Like I remember the beginning of the year, that first Cowboys game when he was getting beat by Lamb and Pickens. I was like, oh boy,
that was bad.
Yeah, he's leveled off. So it's like, all right, we can get away with it.
Since the bye week, he's been solid, I think.
Yeah, I think that they may claim Diggs or at least pick him up if he goes through waivers, but I'm not sure he's clearly an upgrade right now.
This next one is after we discovered leggings was the answer. Someone said, about to pop like a can of biscuits.
But he know what I'm talking about.
That is a wild analogy.
I mean, it's like...
Oh. Yeah, when those biscuits are about to pop, you can't do anything about it.
Last one here. He was just asking to get called into HR one last time this year.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what's one
no,
more?
No, it was just what's a random your, thought because I was here. I was ear hustling, and they were talking about, girl, just throw some yoga pants on. I was like, no, probably not.
One day I wish we could broadcast how the process of Hughes Clues goes. Because we talk about, should we do Hughes Clues, right? And then when we land on yes, I'm like, all right, Hugh, what do you think? And it's just, he goes in his head into like that moment this morning with the women.
And I just thought about it.
It's like, all right, yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Let's come up with four clues for you.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly how it works.
And that's why one of the tabs up on my computer is Wikipedia for yoga pants.
Yeah, because it's just as random as you can get.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's grab Eric, who wants to talk about Trayvon Diggs. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Well, I don't know how you can think Adoree Jackson is better than Trayvon Diggs.
Because he's been healthier.
Man.
Well, I mean, Eric, we're talking about a player that just got released by his team in the middle of Week 18. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's something wrong with Diggs compared to what he used to be. I mean, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, he was an all-pro, right? He once was an excellent player, and he got paid a lot of money. But typically good players don't just get released in the middle of Week 18.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the Cowboys. They got rid of Micah Parsons to pick up Quentin Williams.
Well, it is. I mean, they did get two first. They got picks back for Micah. I mean, at least there was a. I get your point. The Cowboys are stupid. I mean, if that's the larger point, I understand.
That's why. I mean, to your point, I do feel like this is a knee jerk reaction to something that happened. That basically, you know, Jerry cut him for.
Yeah, I mean, the weird part, Eric, is just why wouldn't they just wait till the offseason? Maybe someone would trade for him. It's just it's weird.
But that's why it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I mean, like. If the Eagles did it, you would go, all right, something's wrong with this guy. But when the Cowboys do it, I mean, that's Jerry.
Well, sure. And look, I to be clear, I'd pick him up, Eric, and I preached the phone call. I just meant, like, 8-9 weeks ago, it would have been like, oh, my God, he's clearly an upgrade. I don't know. I mean, Adoree's played decent. Trayvon Diggs just got released. So if he goes unclaimed, I would pick him up. I mean, again, the Eagles tried to get – they traded for Jaire Alexander, so they tried to get Slay.
Yeah, they were trying – yeah.
So they clearly would like some more depth and help at corner – I'm good with that. If he gets through, pick him up, see if you can revive him. But I'm not as desperate as I was, and I don't think they should be either with a week to go in the season. All right, Hugh, that is that's it for us for today.
That's us
for the week, for the year.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, you got big New Year's plans?
Nah.
Staying out all night?
I'm going to stay out the way.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody said, I think about a nice amateur hour. You know, you're going to have, just be safe.
Yes.
When you're out there, just be safe, especially all the youngins that this is probably your first New Year's, people that are going to New York. Wherever you're going, wherever you're celebrating, just be safe, man.
Yeah, be safe. Have fun. We will talk to you guys again on Sunday. So we'll be back for the pregame show, obviously, from the stadium, from the link on Sunday as we get ready for it. And we'll find out. I'm sure we'll find out before. But we'll know then if the Eagles are going to play their starters. And we'll unpack it and figure out who the heck we're going to play a week from then. Luke, we appreciate you filling in for Kyle. Good job. He'll be on. By the way, Kyle's going to be filling in for us, hosting on Thursday and Friday. So be tuned. All day, always. But Kyle will be in hosting for a couple days later in the week. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show, they're in today. They will talk to you on the other side right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.